For the past decade, vinyl records have been making a comeback. Today, LPs are the fastest growing medium for recorded music. One estimate of sales for last year is 4 million, impressive in an industry that has been shrinking since the early 1980s. Some of vinyl's popularity is helped along by events such as Record Store Day, when old albums and singles are reissued in limited supply to independent sellers. Other artists choose to issue new material in limited editions on that day, giving the vinyl-minded a jump on hearing new or exclusive material. Maybe it's that exclusivity that accounts for some of those sales. And of course, if you prefer the digital domain and its advantages, most LPs come with a free download card so that you can back up your recording. Vinyl demands compactness, however. Only so much information can fit on a given side without compromising sound quality, and so there's less room for the kind of filler that seemed to dominate CDs in vinyl's absence. And there is a tactile involvement with the music that one wouldn't get from a digital file. Having to carefully handle a record, taking the time to pull it from its sleeve, walking to the turntable, and using one's concentration to cue the needle. This is a little ritual, a brief meditation that puts the listener in a listening frame of mind. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.